Hey everyone, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
You know, crises, they feel huge, don't they? Like everything's falling apart.
They really do. Those moments that just test everything.
But maybe those are the moments where real leadership, real resilience is actually forged.
That's a powerful way to put it. And it's right at the heart of what we're diving into today. Admiral William H. McRaven's book, Conquering Crisis.
Right, it's what leadership, memoir, kind of both.
Exactly. It draws heavily on his, incredible military career, SEAL operations, big commands, but the lessons feel universal. How to lead when everything's chaotic.
Yeah, and what I loved was how he uses these really vivid personal stories. They're not just war stories. They illustrate these core leadership principles in a way that like really makes them stick.
Totally agree. It wasn't just theory. You get this practical toolkit almost for handling high pressure stuff, whether you're leading a massive organization or just dealing with your own personal crisis. And the human element too, he constantly brings it back to the people involved, their strengths, their weaknesses. It felt very grounded.
Absolutely. The focus is always on the human dynamics within the crisis.
Now, if I had like one tiny observation, maybe not even a critique,
Man.
it's just that there are so many examples. Which is great. They're all valuable. But sometimes it felt like, wow, okay, that's a lot to absorb all at once. It's just packed.
I see that. And maybe if someone's looking for like a purely academic theoretical model, this might feel different. It's very much rooted in lived experience, you
Yeah.
know, not abstract frameworks.
For sure. But honestly, minor points. Overall, Conquering Crisis is just incredibly valuable. We definitely give it, what, 4.5 out of 5 stars?
Actually, yeah, 4.5 feels right. It just offers so much real-world wisdom for anyone who's either in a crisis or, frankly, knows one is probably coming eventually.
Because they are inevitable, right?
That's his point. It's about having the mindset and the strategies ready before things go sideways.
Okay, so let's unpack one of the big ideas he starts with. This thing about initial reports, how you just can't trust them right away.
Right, the unreliability of that first wave of information. He uses historical examples like the Battle of the Bulge, where the initial intel was way off about the German strength.
Why is that? Why are those first reports often so, well, wrong?
Well, think about it. In the middle of chaos, information's patchy, right? People on the ground are under immense pressure. Maybe they lack the full picture but need to report something.
Okay, yeah.
Plus, you've got cognitive biases. We tend to see what we expect, maybe downplay threats initially. McRaven's point isn't just that they can be wrong, it's that you should almost expect them to be incomplete or just plain inaccurate at first.
He even shares that story from a training exercise, doesn't he, where there was an explosion.
Yeah, and his own initial report back kind of understated how bad it was. Even with the best intentions, that first assessment can be flawed.
So what's the takeaway for us then in those first like confusing moments?
It's about cultivating critical inquiry. Don't just jump on that first piece of news. Actively look for other sources. Ask tough questions. Stay open to the idea that the real picture is different. Build layers of understanding.
Right. Don't just grab the first data point, which kind of leads into his next idea, the Council of Colonels. Love that phrase.
It sounds military, obviously, but it's not about hierarchy necessarily. It's about having this small, trusted group,
Right.
right? People who'll give it to you straight.
Exactly. Diverse perspectives, unfiltered feedback. In a business context, maybe it's key people from different departments, folks you trust to challenge your thinking, even when it's uncomfortable.
Like Kennedy during the Cuban Missile Crisis, that Camelot Circle idea.
Precisely, having those voices who aren't afraid to disagree or point out flaws in the plan.
McRaven tells that story from Afghanistan. I think it was the U.S. ambassador who gave him some pretty blunt feedback.
Yeah, basically saying, hey, your tactical wins might actually be messing up the bigger strategic picture. Tough feedback to hear, I imagine. Definitely. But instead of getting defensive, he brought his leadership team together, his council. What happened then?
Well, that meeting became crucial. It created a space to actually discuss that hard feedback openly.
Huh.
And they realized, you know, that while their ops were good, the coordination with other groups really needed work.
So the council helped them see a blind spot.
Exactly. It challenged their assumptions and led to a much better overall strategy. Shows the power of that trusted, diverse group.
Okay, another one that really hit home for me. Bad news doesn't get better with age. Seems obvious, but.
But so hard to do sometimes. Delaying bad news, hoping it goes away.
Yeah.
It just lets problems grow, right? And it kills trust.
He uses the example of telling General Petraeus immediately about that accidental killing involving the Iraqi prime minister's cousin.
Right.
Awful news to deliver. But because he did it instantly, he could act fast, manage the fallout, and stop it from becoming a massive diplomatic crisis. Transparency, even when it hurts.
And the flip side, like Iran-Contra, where holding back information just made everything explode later. A classic cautionary tale. The lesson is pretty stark, isn't it? Radical transparency. Get the bad news out. Deal with it head on, honestly, quickly. It's almost always the better path long term.
Builds credibility. Allows you to respond effectively.
Definitely.
Which connects to his idea of weaponizing the truth. Now, that sounds a bit aggressive, but it's not about manipulation.
No, not at all. It's about being proactive and strategic with honesty during a crisis. Fighting misinformation with facts, basically.
How did he do that? That Afghanistan example with the media was fascinating.
Yeah. Dealing with reports that his task force was harming civilians.
Yeah.
Instead of just issuing denials, which, let's face it, often don't work.
Right. People just get suspicious.
He took this incredibly bold step. He invited the critical reporters onto his high security base, showed them everything, intel gathering, ops planning, unprecedented access.
Wow. That takes guts. Opening up a classified environment like that, what was the result?
Well, it wasn't instant magic. One reporter was still skeptical for a bit. But over time, by seeing the reality, by having their questions answered honestly, they started reporting more accurately. They even started defending the task force sometimes.
So the transparency worked.
It did. It built trust with the media, helped shape a truer narrative, and took the air out of a potentially damaging story. It really shows how proactively using the truth can be a powerful tool, not just defensive, but offensive in a good way.
Man, these are just a few points. The book covers so much more, doesn't it? Like exploring all your options.
Yeah, and the danger of inaction, how doing nothing often makes things worse. Like that second law of thermodynamics analogy he uses.
Oh, I like that one. And not rushing to failure, taking the time you need, but also knowing when micromanagement is necessary.
Right, in critical moments. Plus dictating the tempo, seizing initiative instead of just reacting. And always, always checking the morale of your people.
It's just a really rich, practical guide. Even though it comes from this high-stakes military world, the lessons feel so applicable.
Absolutely. It's about preparing proactively, thinking clearly under pressure, acting decisively based on truth, and never losing sight of the human side of things. Really valuable stuff.
So if these insights resonated with you, definitely hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this.
And we've put an Amazon link for Conquering Crisis down in the description if you want to grab a copy and explore these ideas yourself.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone.
We really appreciate you joining us for this discussion. Hope it gave you some useful things to think about.
And hey, let us know in the comments, what was a moment or a principle from the book, maybe something we discussed or something else that really stood out to you?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your takeaways, share your thoughts, and if you found this valuable, please share it with others who might be interested in crisis leadership. Keep the conversation going.